I began this program by telling the story of one of the greatest games in college football, the Ohio State Buckeyes playing the Miami Hurricanes for the national championship in the Fiesta Bowl. Even as the underdogs, OSU came back to win in a dramatic double overtime game. The team's head coach, Jim Tressel, had taken over a program at Ohio State that was loosely disciplined, and he instilled a code of honor that was tough but fair. Throughout the season, his team had battled back to win from what seemed like certain defeats again and again in what appeared to be a season of miracle after miracle. Well, miracles happen. But they happen because you set them up to happen. Tight curfews, tight academic standards, rules of public conduct, training rules, singing the school's alma mater with the marching band, walking arm in arm in the end zone before each game, and telling players who breached the code to sit out or even to leave. All of these became rules that the team lived by. In a speech that he reportedly gave to his team minutes before the kickoff, the power of the code and of what it takes to build a championship team in your life are clear. More than that, you can feel their spirit. You can also see why they won. Imagine yourself for a moment in that locker room with 80,000 roaring fans waiting outside and millions watching on TV. Every day you take to your own playing field, and whether you know it or not, there are loving fans waiting for you to win too. I will let his words echo in your mind the way they have in mine. May they remind you that you are a champion and give you the strength and motivation to take the most special people in your life and make them the best. I'll leave you with his words. Tonight, you embark upon the last portion of a journey that you started many months ago. Part of the journey involves some of our friends leaving us for various reasons to go their separate ways. But those of you who remain are part of something special here. You stayed for a reason. You stayed because you care about Ohio State, what it stands for, your teammates, and yourselves. There comes a point in each person's life when he asks himself, "How do I want to be remembered?" The reality is that so few people have the chance that you have tonight. You have the chance to affect the answer to that question. The moment is at hand. It's not about tomorrow. It isn't about yesterday. It's not about what you did 10 minutes ago. But part of your future and how you'll be remembered will be shaped by you over the next 3.5 hours. Look around this room and look at the person next to you. How do you want that person to remember you? How do you want them to remember the way you played in this game? How do you want your parents, family, and friends to remember your performance on this night? Will you be remembered as ordinary or extraordinary? The coaches have prepared you for this game. You've prepared yourselves for this game. But there are several things to remember when you take the field. Number one, play with heart. No matter what happens, we don't let up. Number two, play with passion. Don't take this situation for granted. Although you earned the right to be here, don't assume you'll be back. Play it as if it were your last hurrah. Play every single play like it's the play that will save the game. As the game goes on, each play adds up to a winning performance. Number three, play within yourselves. Remember what you've been taught and play within that. So often, teams lose games because people start playing outside what they've been asked to do. Trust your mates and know they have your back. Number four, don't let anyone take this moment away from you. Not the crowd, not the press, not your friends, and certainly not the Miami Hurricanes. Number five, have fun. Relish this moment. An awful lot of young people will go through life wondering what it would have been like to be in your shoes. Enjoy this. Don't be afraid to win. Number six, play like champions tonight. Play with the champion's heart mind, spirit, and attitude. All season long, we've talked about what it takes to be considered truly extraordinary, what it takes to be considered great. There are people in this world who are afraid to be great. They're afraid to be champions only because they are afraid of the work and commitment required to be in the champions' pantheon. But not you. Now go out there and be champions.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks production of Rich Dad's Advisors, the ABCs of building a business team that wins, the invisible code of honor that takes ordinary people and turns them into a championship team. Written and read by Blair Singer, with a special introduction written by Robert Kiyosaki. Executive producer, Maya Thomas. Abridged, produced, and directed by Dennis Kao. Post-production by Sharon Carney. The ABCs of Building a Business Team That Wins is also available in print from Warner Books. To learn more about our authors or listen to samples of other great audiobooks, please visit twaudiobooks.com.